Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with the series, What Happens After Death. Yesterday we spoke about how Uthman radiallahu anhu would cry more when remembering the grave than he would cry when remembering Jannah or Jahannam. And he would say it's because it's the first step towards the after. If you do well here, you will do well throughout. And if you fail here, you will fail throughout. And this was based on a statement that he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also spoke about how for the believer and the pious on the one hand, in contrast to the unbeliever and impious on the other hand, how the angels descend to witness to death. For the believer and the pious, they are angels of mercy. They have faces that are white and bright like the sun. They bring a piece of white silk and embalmment from Jannah. They sit at the limit of his eyesight. For the impious and unbelievers, they come with hulky dark faces. They bring coarse fabrics from Jahannam. The angel of death will arrive and he will sit at the head. To the pious, he will say, depart from the body to Allah's granted happiness. Depart, O good and peaceful soul that inhabited a good body. Depart to Allah's forgiveness and pleasure. Depart in a praised state and receive glad tidings of happiness, sweet aromas, and a Lord who is not angry. To the impious and unbelievers, depart from the body to Allah's wrath. Depart, O malicious soul that inhabited a malicious body. Depart to Allah's wrath and anger in a condemned state and receive evil tidings of boiling fluids, dirty wounds, discharges and other types of suffering. And the angel continues to say this until the soul departs from the body. Now what happens after the soul departs from the body? We take up the discussion from here. And all of this is based on the different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're giving it to you in a nutshell. When the soul departs from the body, if it's a believer, it leaves the body as water flows from the sprout of a water skin. Meaning, it's an easy death. For an unbeliever, it becomes terrified and clings to the body. The soul clings to the body and the angel of death extracts it by force, causing the veins and the nerves to burst. May Allah protect us. Then that person who's dying, what is their feeling? If they're pious, like we've discussed previously, they long to meet Allah. They love to meet Allah. And if they're impious or unbelievers, they hate to meet Allah and they fear meeting Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What will the person say as his soul leaves his body? If he's a believer or he's pious, he will praise Allah. There's a hadith that says a believer praises Allah as his soul leaves from between his two sides. This is narrated by Imam Ahmad. And if he's an unbeliever or impious, he'll be begging for a second chance. He will be begging for a second chance, like Allah says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ. If you could but see when the wrongdoers are in the agonies of death, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And the angels stretching out their hands, saying, أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Deliver your souls. الْيَوْمَ تُتْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ. Today you will be recompensed with the torment of degradation because of what you did. They will ask for a second chance. رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. But there's no second chance. What happens to the eyesight then? When the soul of a believer is taken, narration of Sahih Muslim, his eyes of the physical body follow the soul, because like I explained previously, it comes out from the mouth and it goes skyward. What is the saying of the angels then, as the soul comes to the body, comes to the heavens after leaving the body? For the pious and believers, the angels make dua. For the impious and unbelievers, they curse. Now when the soul comes to the gates of the heavens, the guardians will open and say, welcome. For the impious and unbelievers, they'll shut the gates. They say, go through somewhere else. Go through somewhere else. We don't want you here with your... with everything that's associated with you. The actions now of the witnessing angels, after the angel of death has taken the soul, they do not leave it in his hand for as little as the blinking of an eyelid, whether he's pious or impious. They now take it and move forward. If it's a pious soul, they place it in the shroud and the embalmment they brought from Jannah. If it's an impious soul, then that fabric from Jahannam, which we discussed previously, they place it there. What is the smell now, after the soul has been taken out? If it's pious or a believer, the best smelling scent of musk that ever existed on the surface of the earth. That is the aroma that the soul will be giving. And if it's an unbeliever, the most repugnant odor of a decaying cadaver that ever existed on the surface of the earth. Now, what happens is that there's a trip to the heavens and back, which takes place. Mentioned in different ahadith and different sources and texts, which we will discuss in our next discussion, inshallah.